Dear BBS audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have two important guests. First, we have Fiona Simpson, directly from the UK. And at 5:35, we should have Michael Priev. Having said that, we have not heard from him yet, so we may continue a little bit longer with Fiona. At the end of the show, Fiona's show, if we have time for questions, we'll let you know and we'll give out the number where you can call in directly by telephone. And here's a little bit of information about Fiona. Fiona writes, in my 30s, I was completely overwhelmed. I was depressed. I had acne, rosacea, and felt helpless and hopeless. I also believed the only way out was to die. However, the universe had other plans. I sought out alternative healers for the acne, and they helped me see the bigger picture, which shifted my perspective. It was a truly transformational experience. I stopped looking outside of me and looked within. I had been a total victim to my parents, my husbands, the media, etc., and never knew I had the power to change me. My life was a vibrational match to my inner discord, a pure reflection of what I thought I deserved. Mirror, Mirror is a guidebook. Mirror is a guidebook to how I became aware of my so critical voice and how I challenged and tamed it. I had forgotten how magical life is. The more conscious I became, the more I vibrationally shifted from victim to empowerment. All imbalance is an inside job. I now live near London. I have 5 children. I give remote healing all over the world and hold workshops on personal energy. My daily intention is to have fun, feel vibrant, and appreciate life. I love yoga, painting, and walking. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fiona Simpson, directly from the UK.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Raymond.
Hi. Welcome.
That sounds really quite sad, actually, when you read that back. Just when I remembering my life back then. Yes, it's been very transformational. So, I do something called Biora Energy Healing, which is working on the aura that everybody has, animals, well, everything has an energy, using the chakras to balance and bring balance. There are 7 major chakras, starting the crown, third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral and root chakra. I mean, there are many more, but those are the 7 that I really work with. For me, well, as Raymond said, I had acne rosacea, having had breast cancer actually when in my 20s and been told I had 5 to 10 years to live. I'm glad to say I'm still here. And of course, looking back on my life, it was just, God, I was from about 10, I think I'd been depressed just because of circumstances. And the acne rosacea was the thing that got me seeing acupuncturists. And I just loved energy. I mean, I just had lost my joy. I remember going to a landmark forum once. Do you have landmark out in the States? I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, yes, we have a landmark in the States, yeah, and Canada.
And for 3 days afterwards, I felt happy and I had forgotten that feeling. And it only lasted 3 days. And I just thought, right, I'm going to find this. I want this every day. And anyway, just did all these different healings. And then a friend was training in Biora, which is what I do now. And that shifted the acne rosacea. So I just love just playing with the energy and then just working out the energy of emotions and clearing all of those. But the Biora is a great first step for people. And my clients get they just shift because everything's connected. Shifting, getting the energy back into balance, then will help shift those negative thoughts which then, of course, changes your vibration, and everything is a fizz vibration. So, it's wonderful to see things. And it's also fantastic to work out people's patterns in life, because we can be on replay a lot if something happened in childhood that hasn't been resolved.
And how does that affect the chakras? How does that affect the
energy? Well, it will get stuck. It's stuck there. And also, I think people, when I'm coaching people, they need to make that connection for themselves. And I think when they get it cognitively, and it sort of can be a little bit of an aha moment. I remember talking to one client who was always saying, "Oh, well, my relationship's only last 5 years." And I said, "Well, did something happen when you were five?" And she said, "Oh, yes, my father left the house." And it was just like, and that for her was like, you know, it was connecting the dots, which really helped her. Because, of course, our thoughts will impact our energy field anyway, but it's just trying to bring them all into alignment so that everything is functioning beautifully, and you can just walk through life joyfully, think of things, everything just manifests instantly, and life's just pleasurable, and you're not getting caught up in negativity, you're not getting upset with other people, and reacting, and in various situations like that. Heart health, heart energy. Obviously, if people start putting shields up, don't they, when if they've been heartbroken. We also know, and science has made the connection, that heartbreak can lead to heart problems, you know, serious heart conditions. So that one is, and that is in the center of the chakra system, and it's obviously love is all around, and love is what we need. So that chakra is really important to be in balance. But having said that, I think they're all important. Solar plexus, that's our energy center, that's our emotional center. If that's not working properly, I mean, what's the shame, I suppose, is the negative emotion in that chakra, which so many people, children, there aren't how many people are out there who are brought up in a very healthy way and go into adulthood balanced. There can't be that many, I don't think. So, I would think solar plexus, you know, we need the solar energy for that. So I would envisage, you know, lying on the beach, sun connecting to that solar plexus, which is a yellow chakra, funny enough. Sacral, that one's orange further down. Creativity, sexuality. And that one's connected with guilt. And the root chakra is extremely important. That's our right to be on the planet, our right flight or fright, Elsie, impulse. And
it starts with
fright. Yeah, so if you don't feel secure in your surroundings, where you live, the amount of people, you know, renting maybe, or fearful of money coming in, and our connection to the earth. I always, when I go out walking, really can envisage roots going down, because I know that I was always up in my higher chakras, being a real daydreamer. So grounding myself, or wear red socks or something like that, and or barefoot.
Anything else we can do to ground ourselves?
I think trying to go, just envisage, try and connection to the earth, ground, whatever, natural, as natural as possible. everybody can find their own place. I love the beach, walking in nature, I think, as much as you can. If you're in a city, try and be in a park and just visualize, you know, your deep roots going down into the, down to the core of the earth.
I heard lying down on the ground is also good.
Yeah, lying down is good as well. I think, I mean, what's so great about the internet? YouTube, fantastic. You can do ground, there are so many people doing different meditations, chakra meditations. You can find all of this on YouTube and find the ones that suit you. Imagining red. I mean, the way I see the chakras and when I'm working on a client is these, you know, big vortexes of energy, and just being able to see, you know, what size they are. I think, you know, the size of a big plate is healthy, but if somebody's depressed, they're going to be small, they're going to be really close to them. I think it was said that Jesus Christ and Buddha had energy field that went out a mile around them, but a lot of people sort of an arm's length. I always remember one of my children, I could feel his energy coming up the hill before he'd come in the door, and I always sort of feel this energy and thought, coming soon, and there he was. I think, yeah, we'll see how he turns out. And then throat chakra, that's vitally important, being able to speak our truth. A lot of people can't find that really hard. I think with my siblings, they'd always get tonsillitis. I'd grind my teeth, I'd have a clicking jaw. So that's always looking at illnesses, recurring illnesses especially, because that's a sure sign. IBS is obviously in the stomach. Probably a few control dramas going on, either with the people you're living with or in yourself. Third eye, intuition. And your connection to the, I suppose, yes, just there are more and more people becoming so psychic, aren't they? I mean, the younger generation are much more evolved, as every generation is. And then the crown chakra. I think a lot of people with anxiety are, their higher chakras are excessive. So they need a lot more grounding. So that is, yes, definite imbalance, the heart chakra being the middle one. So if you are somebody that suffers from anxiety, then it would be really good to, I mean, swimming in the sea is really good. Salt water, Epsom salt baths, but grounding as well. Food-wise, you can chocolate's very good for grounding. Depression, well, that's just, I would say depression's more holding emotions in, not if you've had some traumas that you haven't been able to express properly.
Ruminating inside of you, waiting to be resolved.
Yeah, and you've internalized things, and it's yes, and then you become a victim to it. Well, victim, it becomes hopeless and helpless. You feel no one wants to probably listen to you. But that's, yeah, I feel everything can be resolved, everything can be healed. let's face it, we are self-healing people, aren't we? And I've had three illnesses that I was told that, you know, lifelong antibiotics. Well, the acne rosacea, for example, that my GP said, yeah, you have antibiotics the rest of your life. But hey, that went.
That didn't turn out to be the case.
Yeah. So what else would you like to know about chakras or energy-wise?
You mentioned some of them were in other parts of the body, not necessarily along the spine.
Well, we didn't learn it on the bio course, but there's one much further up and there's one right below your feet. However, I think they use gold light to connect these two as well, but I don't like those ones. And joints, I just imagine there are chakras on all the joints and everything. You've got tennis elbow, arthritis. This is what I say sometimes. Arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis can be a little bit, you know, you're not going with the flow so much in life. So you start stiffening up a little bit. It's incredible. I mean, our physical body is giving us clues the whole time as to what is not working for us or what issues we have emotionally.
So we need to listen to our bodies.
I think so. And actually, the more I've always intrigued and always sort of looking at the next sort of healing modalities coming out or listening to hypnosis sessions and things like that. And actually, we have a lot more control over our physical body, but it's got to be, I mean, I think a lot of people probably don't believe in themselves. They don't believe they have the ability to change things or to, just basically have any power and control over their physical being, handing it over to a doctor, say, rather than sort of doing a little bit of inquiry into themselves and thinking, okay, so, all right, what could be going on for me? Or realizing something happened 2 days ago and you've got ill. You know, there's maybe a connection here, something, rather than just sort of getting up and getting on with it and not sort of taking any time. But, it's changing. It's changing. More and more people are becoming.
So you, in this therapy that you offer, the
Biora,
how does this session work? What's the process?
The sessions aren't particularly that long. They take about 20 minutes. They like you to commit to 4 sessions. However, I'm completely flexible about that. First one to stop what's going on. The second one to detox. The third one to bring balance. And the fourth one is for you to bring self-healing to yourself, basically. But a lot of the time I'm working with people who have, probably in their 40s, 50s, 60s, a lot of stuff happens to them, don't you? So you spend quite a lot of time in the detox. I can do probably 2 or 3 weeks of detox. However, I have some clients who want a session every week because they just feel really great after one. So it just depends. It just depends on requirements. And then it's called Biora because we're using cosmic energy and earth energy. And I'm just facilitating it. And it's great. You can feel it sometimes if I'm with somebody or normally if I'm doing it remotely. Just to just almost psychically pick up on which chakras just need, or parts of the body just need some help.
How long does a session last?
Probably 20 minutes, depending on how much gunk needs to come out. Because I think also what I found is that when I was dealing with releasing a lot of emotional stuff, this is before I knew about, before I had the Bi-Aura, before I did the Bi-Aura. And a friend of mine who could see energy would say to me, and I'd be feeling really horrid, because I was detoxing. And she'd just say, oh my God, it's like you're in your own, you know, you need cleaning out. You're sitting in your own sort of soup of toxins that need to come out of your energy field. And I probably had an Epsom salt bath, but anyway, that obviously would really benefit me and I'd feel great afterwards. Because sometimes you can have a little healing crisis, depending on what the issue is. So things would probably get a little bit worse, let's say half a day or something, and then they get better. But at the end of the day, you're going to feel so much happier because you're unburdening yourself. You're becoming enlightened, more enlightened, unburdened, which is what presumably everybody wants in life. Don't want to be carrying all that horrible stuff around.
And how many sessions do you recommend?
Well, I don't recommend. I say to people now, try one and see how you get on. Because people like to try things without committing too much. I would recommend four, but yeah.
And you do that during UK daytime hours, or you can work in the evening for people that are in other parts of the world?
Yes, I'll do it whenever it's required. I've got clients in Australia and in America. Because that's what's so great. It can be totally flexible. As long as I've got some sort of connection with them, just to tell them to relax, that all they need to do is be able to sit or lie down for the duration, and that's it.
You do it with Skype, or you need a photo of them, or you can do it over the phone?
No, I sometimes just text them and just say, are you ready? Or they'll text, yeah. And I just ask them to drink lots of water afterwards, make sure they try and not have any alcohol, and just to be somewhere nice and relaxed so they'll be undisturbed. And then sometimes they'll give me feedback. There and then, sometimes they're very relaxed. Some people release a lot of tears. I mean, everybody released in different ways. But I think, I'd like to think everybody feels a lot happier afterwards. However, I wouldn't want to be like a counsellor where somebody's going there every week or twice a week for 20 years or something and not getting very far. I think for me, it's about taking some sort of responsibility for your health and not just leaving it down to me as a therapist or anyone as a therapist, because there are tools available and it's just changing your perspective a little bit, then that's going to help as well.
Who were some of the authors and teachers who inspired you the most?
I think my favorite, what would I recommend? I think the first book I read, which was a long time ago, was Tony Robbins. well, that was being back in the 80s, I think. My ex-husband was into NLP and a lot of stuff that I do. And I thought, oh, I'm going to get... He used to talk to me, and it was as if he was talking alien to me, because I never understood what the hell he was talking about, because I, back then, the only feeling I had was a one of fear in my stomach. I could not relate to any other feeling or emotions. So that one, I think it was something releasing the junk within. Abraham Hicks, I love Abraham Hicks. Power versus Force, which I think one of your chat a couple of weeks ago mentioned. So that's, yes, that's about kinesiology and being able to work out your own the consciousness, scale of consciousness, and realizing that I was right down the bottom in sort of shame and desperation or something. It just felt like I was at the bottom of the sewers somewhere, and now I sort of, you know, I could just walk, yeah, I just feel joyful so much, so most of the time. And if I don't, I get very mad about that. But I wanted to, yeah, there was no reason why I was right down at the bottom, and I just thought, no, I'm going to get myself right up to the top. So I think in the book Power versus Force, he mentions that most people only move about 5 points in their lifetime, and I remember reading that thinking, well, I'm going to go 100. So, yeah, so that's one I would always recommend. What about Conversations with God? I think all of them. I've read so many, and I think I probably remembered a line from each, but they all serve their purpose. But Conversations with God, I think I remember.
Yep, that was a good book. I saw him a few weeks ago. He was in Montreal.
Did you?
Yeah, for a conference. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was good.
Mr. Neil, Lee Carroll, have you seen him?
Yes.
Cryon, that's right. Yeah, I found them all so fascinating. And yeah, you know, a lot of the time I'd be reading them and not really understanding what I was reading, but obviously it was going in on one level. I remember watching Abraham Esther Hicks channeling once, and I'd just fall asleep. It was just too much for me. Bashar, I love listening to. Channeling intrigues me immensely. But, yeah, as we know, everything's energy. And you've got to get your chakras in balance first, people. I think you've... I can't hear you.
Aside from Bio Aura, did you do any other workshops or trainings?
I use emotion code sometimes. You come across that?
The emotion code, did you say?
It's called the emotion code.
Sounds familiar. Not
That's
sure.
That's using kinesiology, but that people can do on themselves. They just use themselves it's like dowsing, yeah. Kinesiology, and you can just use your body, and that's fantastic, and that's really easy to clear emotions. And I think it's just fascinating how emotions get stuck in our energy field. And you know, so with the bio-aura, when I work, you can see, when you have a sense of people's tears and in the energy field from trauma. Many years ago, I saw a clairvoyant in a group, and I was feeling really good. And she just looked at me and she said, "Your heart has got a great big hole through it." And she did some healing, used somebody in spirit to heal me. And literally for 15 minutes, I just sat in this chair and laughed. And she because she said, your heart's been blown away. And I've been in this rather dramatic relationship with my ex-husband. So that made total sense. And so for 15 minutes, I was just being cleared of whatever and just laughed. It was extraordinary. And I hadn't laughed like that for years. And so for me, if anybody did some dramatic healing on me, I would release by just going into complete laughter. It's extraordinary. Yeah, that's my joy. It's been years without laughing. And then it was great. I laugh a lot now.
And what was the biggest obstacle to your own healing when you began the journey to heal yourself? What did you find was your biggest obstacle?
Well, fortunately, I was in an area where people were very open. I was in a very alternative town, which was extremely helpful. Probably myself, belief at the end of the day. There were times which were quite lonely when I was when you're changing vibration, you lose a lot of your friends that were probably a bit more negative. Fortunately, I still have some extremely great, some fantastic friends who are very full of the same energy as me, which is fantastic. But, and sometimes you go through a process of wanting to blame people. Probably parents, which I'm sorry, parents, and then you can get to the stage where you can just accept them for who they are, But I think when you shift, you suddenly shift from feeling the victim to it, and to oh my goodness, I'm empowered actually. I can do what the hell I want, but without offending other people, but giving you creative license over yourself. And that gives you more and more confidence. And then the healing just becomes better and you start feeling better in yourself.
Well, we're coming to the end of your segment.
Already?
Yeah, it went by fast. What are any last words of wisdom you wish to share with the audience?
Listen to your bodies, trust your gut instinct. If you do find it difficult to be in contact with your emotions, then try and do some work on that, okay? And learn to say no as well. That was a big thing for me, learn to say no to other people. And be selfish about yourself, because you've got to look after yourself, and if no one else is going to do it, that's what I would say. And also, don't make anybody else responsible for your well-being, because actually it really is down to you in all areas, mind, body, and spirit.
And what coordinates would you like to share with the audience?
Well, if you would, I'm on Instagram, Vibrational Match Healing. I'm on Facebook, Vibrational Match Healing. And I have my book on Kindle, Mirror Mirror, which is got some helpful tools in if you are somebody who's committed to taking responsibility for your well-being. It just goes through a few pointers and helpful, I would say quite helpful, techniques. Changing my energy. So you can get a hold of me at Fiona at vibrational-match.co.uk. Thank you. You've muted again.
Do you have any last future projects you want to share with us?
What am I doing? I'm going to set up a YouTube channel with another friend who did, I did Biora with. So that will be two of us sitting on a sofa trying to impart some wisdom. And just carrying on with workshops and healings. So if anybody needs a healing, please let me know.
Any workshops coming up?
I think the next one is probably November. We end of November, I think 23rd, 24th. I'll put some dates out.
And that's in
it's going to be yoga as well.
And that's in the UK?
Yeah, that's going to be in England, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I'm hoping to go to Cyprus in January and put some healers out there.
Now you've got me interested.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold here.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. I want to spend a winter somewhere warm.
We would like to thank you for being on the show. And
thank you very much, Raymond.
Welcome to having you back in the future. And we invite our guests to check out your website, vibrational-match.co.uk.
Co.uk, yeah.